How to Bend an iPhone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Apple customers are generally wonderful people, but with two annoying habits. They love to show you how much thinner their phone is than yours, and then they go online and complain how thin their phone is because it bends when they sit on it.
I'm now going to perform a completely unscientific test.
You would think with all the crises in the world, the internet would ignore this story, but it has in fact scored so many clicks that even the BBC felt compelled to conduct a test.
I've had the iPhone 6 Plus in my pocket all day, and the result of all of the standing up and sitting down that I've done, well, the phone itself remains completely unbent.
Which should settle the matter. But over at Geek.com, the experiment turned out very differently.
Russell Holley is from Geek.com. He himself found his iPhone 6 had bent in his pocket. So do we conclude that you wear tight trousers then?
I do not, actually. I can't imagine having retraced my steps doing anything, any one thing in particular that would have caused this.
Leaving us to wonder, why is it that certain people seem to have the power to bend an iPhone while others do not? Do they channel some supernatural force? Or could it be something else? Could it be that the guy who signs off on the iPhone is Apple CEO Tim Cook, who has the body of an ice cream stick and could sit on a slab of Play-Doh without deforming it, whereas your typical computer geek... Not to be insensitive, but why not just put the iPhone on a railroad track and let the California Zephyr roll over it? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.